Start again. Okay, tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn page Gimel and Beis. This is Simin Taf Lamed Aleph Se'if Beis. So says the Shulchan Aruch and Se'if Beis. Yizahir Kaladim, everyone should be careful. Shalom Yaskel B'Shum Malacha. They shouldn't start doing any Malacha B'lo Yochal, nor eat at Sheyivtok until they do B'dikas Chametz. Va'afilim Yeshle Es Kavu El Ilmod. Even if you have time, you have a set time to learn. Lo Yilmod at Sheyivtok. Don't learn until you do B'dikavim. Hischel Ilmod Mibod Yo Min Tzorach La'afsik. V'yeshom Shetzorach La'afsik V'cheiner Eliyikr. If you started learning Mibod Yo and then it came time for B'dikas Chametz, the Mechaber says you don't need to stop. The Rama says yes you do, and the Rama says, and we paskin that way, that you do. Says the Mishnah Berura, Siv Katan Hei, Shalo Yaskel B'Shum Malacha, V'afilu Chatzi Shosh Shekodem HaZman Aser, Dilma Asi Lam Shuchei, even within a half hour of the Zman B'dika, you shouldn't start to learn, because you might get caught up in your learning, caught up in your Malacha, whatever it is that you're doing. V'u Adinda Asu Lichnos L'Mercha, T'Bukal Dvar Man Eskarim L'Al B'Sim Reish L'Am Beis, and you shouldn't do anything that will take your attention and get you caught up. And if a person didn't do B'dikas Chametz at night and they're doing B'dikas Chametz on the morning of Erev Pesach, they have all of these same dinim until they get around to doing B'dika. While you're not allowed to eat before B'dikas Chametz, you could do a Ti'ima Ba'alma. V'hainu, pas kebeitza v'lo yoser, kebeitza or less of pas, o peros afilu harbe, or even many more peros, k'mo shekasavnu, b'sof sim reish lamed beis, but eating a lot of peros is only mutter within the half hour before the Zman B'dika. But once the Zman B'dika comes, you shouldn't even have peros harbe. So even though peros harbe is mutter within a half hour of the Zman B'dika, at the Zman B'dika you shouldn't even have peros harbe anymore. Lo yilmod, and you likewise should not learn. Some say that's also within a half hour of the Zman B'dika, because it might come to get, you might come to get caught up in the learning unless you ask someone to remind you before the when the Zman B'dika comes. So you set up a shomer to tell you that it's time to do B'dika. However, there are those that say that you could learn within a half hour of the Zman B'dika. It's just that once the Zman B'dika actually comes, you can't start a learning seder. And even those who say you're not allowed to learn within a half hour of the Zman B'dika, that's only for learning at home, so you can get caught up and it will just keep on going. But if you're learning a Shir Alach in the Beis Medrash after davening, it's mutter, because you're going to be forced to come to your house. But even that is only mutter if you're learning without pilpul. But if you're learning with pilpul, then it still might draw you away. So when you're learning in a Beis Medrash, so then for sure it's going to be okay, because the shir is going to end and you have to go home. However, that's only if it's without pilpul. With pilpul, we're always worried that even the shir is going to get the Zman Kavius in the Beis Medrash even is going to get carried away. When do we daven as far as it relates to B'dika? So those people who typically daven a mincha mariv in shul, so you daven mariv and it's before the Zman, because it's going to be difficult to get everyone together afterwards to reassemble for a new mariv. And you don't have to worry that you're going to forget to do B'dika because you're davening mariv. That it's not shaykh that a tefillah is going to last forever and just go on and on and you're going to forget to do a B'dika. But if you daven at home, you ask someone else to do B'dika while you daven. So have someone else in the family start doing the B'dika while you're davening. That way you can fulfill both of them in the right time. Meaning the problem here is that the Zman B'dika is the same time as the ideal Zman Mariv. So he says, if you're davening in a shul where they always daven Mariv early, so then it's no problem. If you're davening at home, so then better to have someone do B'dika while you're davening Mariv. V'ileka acher, if there is nobody else to do the B'dika, yispalel tchila, daven first. Acheinemu ragil yispalel olam b'yichidi, but if you're used to davening b'yichidus, that's the way you normally daven. It reminds me like during COVID when we were sending out instructions of how to daven b'yichidus, you know, on Shabbos morning and this and that, and one guy came over to his rabbi and said, Rabbi, I know how to daven b'yichidus. I do it all the time, right? So if a person is a ragil to always daven b'yichidus, so yivduk tchila, he could do the B'dika first to give him the ragel b'kach l'chashin kol kach shem Yishkach, because since he always davens b'yichidus, we're not afraid that in the absence of a minion, he's going to forget to daven. He always davens before he goes to sleep or whatever. Who's this? That tough yud. I don't know. Kasam to the olim yispal tchila to tad v'sheinu tadir kodem. That you should always daven first because tadir v'sheinu tadir kodem, and therefore davening should always come first. Vim hischil ilmod v'adin shar melachos. If you started to learn when it was zman heter, and certainly if you did any, or if you were doing any of the other melachos, mi bod yom zman heter during the zman heter v'lechenin tzar klafsik. So you don't need to stop. Tafil b'kriyash mashid alright. So kaim lim b'sim reish lam beis. Dim hischil beheter einu mafsik. The reason the mechaber holds you don't have to stop if you started beheter is because even for Kriyat Shema Doraisa you don't have to stop if you started beheter. V'im hischil b'zmana iser, but if you started when it was already usher to do this, to learn or to do these other things, l'kuli alma posek, then everyone would agree that you do have to stop. The b'dikas chametz avi Doraisa calls man shalo bitel, because b'dikas chametz is Doraisa if you haven't yet done bitel chametz. Ubi Doraisa posek, moshkaz b'sim reish lamenei, and we do stop when you started be'iser for a Doraisa. So at this point, it's a Doraisa, like we learned last night, that if you haven't done bittul, then bedika is a Doraisa. Shetzarech lahavsik vafti hischel beheter. Even if you, the Rama says, even if you start a beheter, you have to stop learning. V'taimam de'ikr mitzvah l'chadchila kovacham b'tchilas halayla. Because the way the chamur kovea this mitzvah is when there's still some light in the sky at the very beginning of night. V'alkein tzarech lahavsik k'dei she'yiskayim mitzvah kitikuna. Yes, you could do bedika later, but it's not as ideal. The ideal time to do bedika is chametz early in the night, as opposed to let's say if it were Maariv or so, or Kriyashma, you could have it an hour later and say Kriyashma an hour later, and that's even better. V'chein nirali ikr v'uadil nashar melachos, and the same is true with any other melacha that we pass like this Ramah, that you need to be mafsik. U'mikal makom niradei n'tzarech lafsik olak sheyagia zman shel tzeis ha'kochavim. But if you started with it, let's say 25 minutes before tzeis ha'kochavim, you don't need to stop 15 minutes before tzeis ha'kochavim. You could wait till tzeis ha'kochavim mamish and then stop. Simin taflam bei sif alef. Kodem sheyaskel livdok. Before you begin b'dikas chametz, yivarech hasher kishon mitzosef etzivanu al biur chametz. You make a bracha of al biur chametz. V'im hischel livdok below bracha. If you started to do the b'dika and you hadn't yet made the bracha, yivarech al zman shel yisayim b'dika. So as long as you're still in the middle of the b'dika, so say the bracha then. V'yizar shel yidaber bein a bracha l'tchilas b'dika. One should not speak between the bracha and commencing the b'dika. V'tov shel yidaber b'dvar macherim matchi yigmar kol habedika. K'dei sheyasam aliva livdok b'chol mekom shemerchnisim b'chametz. And the best thing is not to speak at all from the time you say the bracha until you finish the entire bedika. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Naliv, Kodem Sheyaskel Livdok, Kadesh Tei HaBracha Over Las Yasan. The reason you say the bracha before you begin the bedika is so that it could be Over Las Yasan. Yevarech, Yesh Omer Shetov Sheyit Al Yodav Kodem. Some say it's good to wash your hands before you say the bracha. V'urak Mishum Nekius, but that's only a cleanliness issue. Al Bir Chametz, the bracha is Al Bir Chametz. Dav Gavdeinu Mevar Ad L'machar. What do you mean Al Bir Chametz? You're not destroying the chametz till the next day. Mikamakom kibit the bedika zul tzaruch biur havi me'ein abiur. Since the bedika is the beginning of the process of biur, you're searching it, finding it, and then tomorrow you'll be mevayer. So therefore, it makes sense to say a bracha on the biur. Vein mevarchan al bedikas chametz deinzasof mitzvaso. We don't say a bracha on bedikas chametz because that's not really the end of the mitzvah. Vegamin mevarchan al bitul chametz. Nor do we say a text of al bitul chametz kiven to ikra bitul tali belev, because bitul is really about what goes on, what you think of the chametz and what you believe about the chametz. So it's a tali in the lev, it's not tali in a maisa. Vein mevarchan al dvarm shablev. We don't say a bracha on dvarm shablev. Imbirich leva eriyatsa. So you can't say al bedikas chametz, you can't say al bitul chametz. You do say al bir chametz, but if you say leva er, that's also okay. Meaning not ideal, but you're yotze. Calls manchelo siim b'dikaso. So long as you haven't finished the bedika, it's still not too late to say the bracha. The calls manchelo siim mikri adayin over las yaso, because it's still called over las yaso if you haven't finished the bedika, at least partial over las yaso. V'mekvar siim a bedika lo yivarech achshav el yivarech. But if you already finished the bedika, too late to say the bracha tonight. El yivarech lemachar b'shas reifa. But you could still say the bracha the next morning at the time that you burn the chametz, because after all, tam varchin al biur chametz, because the nusach Nesach of the bracha is al biur chametz. The aval bishabitlu etmal b'shas bedika, even though you already mevatel it on the previous night at the time of the bedika, mikal makom chayiv l'sarfum mitakanas chamim, but you still do have a mitzvah to burn it based on takanas chamim. Va'od ha'az amar kol chamir dola chazise v'chametz shenira lo bitel. Plus the chametz that you were mevatel the previous night doesn't include this chametz that you're burning. It's only dola chazise. It's only the chametz that you didn't see, that you didn't find, that you were mevatel. So you're doing a real mitzvah by being mevayer this chametz. V'yesh me'achronim tzvira le'delo nitkana bracha ki im be'es habedika. However, there are achronim that say that no. Even when, at the time that you're burning the chametz, you cannot say the bracha of al bir chametz. The bracha is only for the zman of bedika. Ulda'atam, and according to them, yivarech b'shas reifa below shem malchus. So, okay, you might as well say a bracha without shem malchus at the shas reifa to cover your bases. V'nirish arot alismoch ulevarech ein mochen biyadu diyesh al milismoch. But if someone wants to say a real bracha at the shas bir chametz, again, this is provided that he had not yet said the bracha at the time of the bedika, and he wants to say a real bracha at the time of the bir chametz, he has what to rely on, even though it's a machlokas. V'yizar shelo yedaber, we said, do not speak between the bracha and the bedika. U'b'di'evet imsach b'dvarim shein tzarech ha'bedika yachzor v'yivarech. And if you speak after saying the bracha before beginning the bedika, you need to say the bracha again. De'hivsik bein ha'bracha la'mitzvah, because that's a real hefsik between the bracha and the mitzvah. V'tov, and we said, and the best thing is not to speak until you finish the bedika. U'b'ze'in tzarech lachzor l'varech. And that you don't need to say a new bracha if you did speak before you finished the bedika. Kivin shekvar hischa la'mitzvah, because you began the mitzvah already without a hefsik. U'b'dvarim shein l'tzarech ha'bedika gam l'chadchila yuchal adaber, and things that relate to the bedika, even l'chadchila, you're allowed to speak about. Meaning in the middle of the bedika, you say, did you check under there? Or you need to communicate something related to the bedika. Pass me the flashlight or whatever. So those things you're allowed to speak about. Shazayin choshev hefsik klal, because that's not a hefsik. That's mein yon of the bedika. That's all part of the inyan of the bedika. So we learned tonight is, first of all, that you can't do malacha or eat a kibetza or more than a kibetza of pas within a half hour of the zman bedika. And some say you can't learn at home within a half hour, while some say only at the zman bedika you're not allowed to learn. Then we said that you daven marv before the bedika, unless you always daven marv b'yichidus, in which case it's a machlokas whether you should daven before or after the bedika. Then we said if you were maschil b'isser, you have to stop. But if you were maschil b'heter, then it's a machlokas mechaber Ramah whether you need to stop. And the Ramah says that you should stop. Then we said that you should say your bracha of al biur chametz, ideally before the bedika, but b'dievet at least before you finish the bedika. And it is machlokas if you can say it in the morning before the burning of the chametz, if you forgot to say it entirely related to the bedika. And then finally we said that it's best not to talk about other things during the bedika, and you must not speak about other things between the bracha and the beginning of the bedika, and if you did, you're going to have to repeat the bracha. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow night from a different wedding, I will continue with Simon Taflamid Beis, Siv Beis. Everyone have a wonderful evening.